an expanded variant of that this year. But as we were doing the Easter egg hunt, the number one question was, where do I buy these eggs? And and we were counting on, you know, bringing those eggs back. And when people found them, they were like, I'm keeping it. So
that's my idea.
We decided to go ahead and make those available for people to purchase, which they, the 3D printed eggs, they're kind of a silk PLA. So they're shiny in different colors, and you can see those on our social media site or in our web store. You can purchase either 6 or 12, and there's some prices for that, which are just a little above cost. We want to make sure that people can go ahead and celebrate Easter and can do something with something out of the fabrication lab. So you can make all sorts of cool things, but those were just put online for purchase yesterday by popular demand. But lots of different things that are going on at Emporia Main Street. Obviously, we're in the voting process for 10 best Main Streets. And as of yesterday, I think we were in second to a suburb of Philadelphia. So let's not let the Eagles beat us twice in a matter of months. if everybody can get out and vote, we would appreciate that. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or you can go to our social media sites and we'll have the link that you can vote every day on every device. There's lots of other things that are coming up here fairly quickly. We'll have four participants in this year's Show of Hands event that will be March 27th. And that will take place in the new Radius production facility. It's not quite open yet, but they're going to let us in for a sneak peek. So that'll be 5:30 on the 27th. You can purchase tickets for that event at EmporiaMainStreet.com or at the door. And all of those tickets convert to grants for the different participating businesses. You'll get a vote on your favorite concept or concepts if you want to buy multiple tickets. And then all of those dollars will go to those businesses as they are incurring startup or expansion expenses. So great way to help out local businesses, an awesome chance to check out the new Radius production facility as they are getting closer to their opening date. Of course, we have the Taste that's coming up on April 12th. We have tickets that are available on EmporiaMainStreet.com or in the office for that. Kansas wineries, breweries, distilleries, local food vendors, it's a blast. So get your tickets soon and get signed up for the Taste. We have tons of upcoming vendor events with the Glass Blend Open and Cinco de Mayo and Unbound Gravel. If you're a vendor and want to sell to a few thousand of our closest friends that are coming into the area, make sure you get signed up for those vendor opportunities. There's a great grant workshop that's coming up on April 8th and 9th at the Granada Theater through the Office of Rural Prosperity. If you're a local nonprofit, if you're a municipality, if you are a local community member that wants to enhance your community, this grant workshop is for you. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com or the Department of Commerce Office of Rural Prosperity to check that out. We've got a jigsaw jam coming up in late April, which always sells out, so make sure you get involved with that. And I just want to say thanks for everybody that came out for St. Patrick's Day. I know the St. Patrick's Day Committee did a fantastic job with the parade. This was kind of our last CCA before the city takes over their common consumption area. I think everybody had a blast. Traffic was fantastic, even though it was a little chilly. So thanks for everybody coming out and enjoying St. Patrick's Day responsibly in downtown Emporia.
Yeah, huge success.
Outstanding
right.
Stuff.
And things are a little cool downtown, but I'll tell you what, great traffic for the parade and a lot of folks filing downtown and enjoying all that was offered for St. Patrick's Day through Emporia Main Street and our fine downtown businesses. Casey, thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Good to talk to you as always. Casey Woods, Executive Director. Emporia Main Street, 654, 55 degrees. Good morning.
Our 6-year-old son came home from school upset one day. His complaint was that the new girl